colored folks, then listen to me. Don't try to find no home in Washington, D.C.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Cowsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
Hi everybody, this is Jeff, host of Snack Point Charlie.
And I'm Alana, host of There There.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them.
If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley radio dial.
Please visit WGXC.org. That's WGXC.org. Click donate and become a monthly sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation.
Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Woodhouse Pizza in Greenville, New York. The restaurant is located on the grounds of the Woodhouse Lodge and offers takeout, dine-in, and outdoor seating. Open Friday and Saturday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Expanded hours start soon. Information at thewoodhouselodge.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elaine Shimono of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Give me liberty, or give me death!
WGXC, the station that gives you liberty.
Hello and welcome to the 22nd of March. This is Everything All the Time, and I am your host, Rob Van Erv. Welcome to our science program, aptly named because, of course, we're all somewhat in the throngs of the COVID-19 vaccine possibilities, and I am certainly one who was hopeful and has been vaccinated. I have had my first dose, and I will have my second one on April 1st. And about that vaccine, I don't know if this is common knowledge, but the scientists who won the race to deliver that first widely used coronavirus vaccine says that people can rest assured that the shots are safe, the technology behind it will be soon be used to fight another global scourge, cancer. I might not be pronouncing the name correctly, but Özlem Türeci, who co-founded the German company BioNTech with her husband, was working on a way to harness the body's immune system to tackle tumors when they learned last year of an unknown virus infecting people in China. Then over breakfast, believe it or not, the couple decided to apply this technology that they had already been researching for 2 decades to the new threat, doubling the effort, Project Lightspeed. And within 11 months, Britain had authorized the use of the mRNA vaccine that they developed with U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer, followed a week later by the United States. Tens of millions of people worldwide have received the shot since December. It pays off to make bold decisions and to trust that if you have an extraordinary team, you will be able to solve any problem and obstacle which comes your way in real time, Türeci told the Associated Press in an interview. One of the other very important lessons I think that we can take from this example is that Türeci was born in Germany to Turkish immigrants. So let that be known as a fact. But, you know, to make a long story short, I decided that the show should be not based on, I can't say I have no scientific bone in my body, I guess, but I have no scientific mind. However, I can make the show science-based with science songs, and that's what we're going to do. I'm just happy to report that I've been vaccinated. I hope you will soon, too, in the foreseeable future. And I was happy to find out who made this particular vaccine and what that company does, and that they are now well on the way to fighting the same fight to get rid of cancer. Let me play some music.
The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, and my family. Now, poor planet Pluto now, he never stood a chance no how. When he got uninvited to the interplanetary dance, once a mighty planet there, now just an ordinary star, hanging out in Hollywood in some old funky sushi bar. The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, and my kids and me. The Vulcan lives in Birmingham. Sometimes he just don't give a damn. His head is full of bumblebees. His pride hangs down below his knees. Venus left him long ago for a guy named Mars from Idaho. The Vulcan sent a wedding gift, three-legged stool and a wheelchair lift. The lonesome friends of science say this world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, my kids and me. Those bastards in their white lab coats who experiment with mountain goats should leave the universe alone. It's not their business, not their home. I go to sleep and it never rains. My dog predicts hurricanes. She can smell a storm a mile away. That's all the news we have today. The lonesome friends of science say the world will end most any day. Well, if it does, then that's okay, 'cause I don't live here anyway. I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee, my wife, my dog, my kids and me.
Okay, good. We've kicked it off. We started out with a first batch of science songs. John Prine from the Tree of Forgiveness in 2018. That was Lonesome Friends of Science. Then Chemistry Class by Elvis Costello and the Attractions from 1978. Well, that's what it was recorded. It was released in 79 on Armed Forces. And then the Jim Carroll Band, yeah, from Catholic Boy in 1980. Wicked, 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 Wicked Gravity. So you get it. The science mostly has been concerned in these songs around the titles, as I usually do. And I got some more. I like to play them all. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it now.
In the science of the mind, there is no forgiving.